James, I'm speaking to you about the Voices of America Chorus Spring Show. What exactly is it? What will be the highlights of the show that's coming up?
Well, it's an incredible show that will feature a lot of completely a cappella singing from both the chorus as well as the special guests that we've got coming in. Key highlights include the quartet, which is called McFly, which are out of Denver, and the Rocky Mountain District from the Barbershop Harmony Society. They are a phenomenal quartet, top 10 qualifying quartet in the world this year, and they're going to be coming into St. Joe for this event. We're bringing them in specifically for our show.
What kind of music is going to be performed? You said it's a cappella and it's barbershop. Now, what exactly, when you say barbershop, what kind of music is that exactly?
Well, you know, a lot of people, when you think about barbershop music, they think about the four guys standing along the street corner. They think about their music that their grandparents or somebody used to listen to. But really, when in the a cappella world and a barbershop, barbershop is a distinctive American art form which talks about the circle of fifths and different types of musical notes and how they all progress and fit together. But in modern barbershop singing, it really has a lot to do with we've taken all types and genres of music or styles of music and brought that into the barbershop world. I mean, for instance, you'll hear songs in our chorus rep that include like Love Potion Number 9, or How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, songs that like Marvin Gaye made famous, another song called Nevertheless. So it really is, the a cappella music has really become more modernized, and especially with the popularity of TV shows like The Sing Off and things along those lines that have really helped create a more of an a cappella movement where the music is all about the singer's voice individually or as a group versus all of the instrumentation behind them that builds up that music.
Now, you said McFly is going to be performing. Are there going to be any other groups performing at this chorus spring show?
Yeah, there are four different groups. One, Voices of America, will be opening the show, and we'll have a set of numbers that we'll be doing, which are actually all completely new rep for us this year. We got a new director back in January, and we completely changed our rep since then. We actually have a high school show choir group, which will be singing in a part of the show as well, from Maryville High School. They are a really talented group as well coming in that'll do a part of the show. We have a quartet called Baseline, which is actually a local quartet, but they won the Novice Championship 2 years ago. They've been in a top 20 qualified quartet in our district. Just have done really, really well. They are very, very popular here in St. Joseph and the surrounding areas. Actually, they sing and perform almost every week. They're doing a show somewhere in the St. Joseph area for a different group or organization. And then, of course, McFly, which is the headlining quartet and just phenomenal young group that, like I said, out of Denver, Colorado.
James, where exactly, first off, when is this Voices of America show and where is it going to be?
The show is Saturday, May 17th. At 7:30 in St. Joseph, Missouri, and it is at Wyatt Park Christian Church. And Wyatt Park Christian Church is located at 26th and Mitchell. If you come to 26th and Mitchell in St. Joe, you cannot miss it, but it is Wyatt Park Christian. There are two different Wyatt Park churches in town, so you want to make sure you go to Wyatt Park Christian Church. And if people are interested, they can get tickets online at our website, which is bchorus.com, B as in voices, chorus, chorus.com, or they can contact any members of the chorus for tickets as well, but the easiest way to get them is online.
All right, James, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add about the show itself, about the groups, or about the style of music that the audience is going to be hearing?
what the audience will hear is a mix of different styles and genres, primarily in the acapella form as well. The show choir may actually do some music with accompaniment, but the rest of it will all be acapella music. It's going to be a fun, entertaining show, about a two-hour show that people will enjoy and love to be a part of. And if they're not cupping their toe and clapping their hands and enjoying the show by the evening, I would be completely surprised, because it's going to be a phenomenal show that night.